Okay. And what's inside a cherry? In the middle of a cherry, there's
a stone.
And inside a peach?
A stone.
You never call a cherry pit or a cherry seed?
Well.
Probably stone. Of course, I was trying to suggest, mm-hmm. make sure you don't use any of the others. You never say a peach kernel or peach seed?
Peach stone.
All right. Now there, but in reference to the stone, there are two types of peaches. The what are they then?
Peach stone and the
other
one is, I don't know.
The one that sticks to it.
The cling.
The
what?
Cling. Would you say cling?
Cling. The cling peaches. That's
you wouldn't say cling stone. Probably just cling.
Cling. Cling stone.
Mm-hmm. Would.
Cling stone. I guess we would say cling stone.
Did you ever have a word for pieces of dried apple? Maybe an older word, maybe you remember. Mostly the German people have this. Schnitz, Snitz, Schnitzen.
Never.
Okay. Now, could you name a few rather common kinds of nuts on the place?
Nuts.
Uh-huh.
Hazelnuts, walnuts, hickory nuts. And peanuts.
Are there different kinds of peanuts? I mean, say, any difference between the kind you'd buy at
English
the store?
Walnuts?
Any difference kind of between the kind of peanuts you'd grow, perhaps, on if you could grow them, as opposed to the kind you'd buy at the store? Do you have a different word for one and the other? Probably not. You wouldn't call one a goober?
Goober, no, that's in the South.
Okay, just trying to see if there's any infiltrations. What's the now you said walnut. Walnut has a couple of covers, doesn't it? What do you call them? There's an outer cover and an inner cover.
The outer cover?
What'd you call it?
The hull. Kernel hull?
You have to take off the... You have to hull...
The hull.
Walnut hull.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Walnut hull.
Oh, yeah. Walnut.
Then the inner cover, which is harder, is mm-hmm. called the
outer hull. Shell is the...
Shell?
Shell. Mm-hmm. Kernel.
And the kernel is the nut, the part you eat. You call it the kernel. The meat. Now, if we had a dozen oranges here yesterday and none today, how would we describe the condition today? We'd say they're all.
They're all gone.
What's all gone? What is it that's all gone?
The oranges.
Now, could you name some of the vegetables that you might grow in a vegetable garden?
Tomatoes, and string beans, and celery, and cabbage. Rhubarb? Is that a rhubarb?
Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, garden.
How about... the long orange things that rabbits eat.
Oh, you're fond of them.
Rabbit feed?
Rabbits eat these. They're orange and have a top. And
what do we put in the roast with our potatoes and our rump roast? What else we put in there?
Carrots. Carrots, that's right. That's the main thing.
Uh-huh. I sometimes will plant something else along with the carrots. You ever do that? Plant the little red things, you know, that are kind of hot. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're just
red
little.
Red peppers?
No, just a little red, and they had the.
Oh, radishes.
Radishes. Yeah.
Oh, radishes. Yeah. I don't either.
I plant them right along with the carrots, though, and they germinate a lot.
They do
here too. You said something about. No, you didn't say anything about onions, did you? You have any different kinds of onions?